This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Doctors at a Siberian hospital where Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny lies in a coma after a suspected poisoning have agreed to allow his family to transport him to a top German medical facility. Doctors at the intensive care unit in the Siberian city of Omsk had said Navalny was too sick to move, but late Friday, the deputy chief doctor at the hospital said the politician would be allowed to leave for Germany. A German plane carrying specialists and advanced medical equipment has arrived in Omsk. Russia's RIA Novosti news agency reported that Navalny is expected to be flown to Berlin on Saturday morning. The 44-year-old politician and corruption investigator is a leading opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny became seriously ill on a flight and later lapsed into a coma Thursday. His family and supporters alleged that he was poisoned and that the Kremlin is behind it. President Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus said Friday he will pursue a strict policy for the stabilization of the situation within the country. Lukashenko was speaking during a visit to a poultry factory in the Minsk region as authorities continued to clamp down on massive protests in the wake of disputed elections earlier this month. Meanwhile, two leading members of a newly formed opposition council in Belarus were questioned on Friday in a criminal case over what President Lukashenko calls an attempt to seize power. Thousands of people have taken to the streets recently in Belarus to protest Lukashenko's victory in this month's presidential elections. Opposition members and demonstrators have said this month's election was rigged and illegitimate. This is VOA News. Amid an uproar over mail delivery delays before this year's election in the United States, the Postmaster General says that he's committed to ensuring that ballots are delivered on time. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Louis DeJoyce faced a public outcry over mail delivery changes and delays, with Democrats saying his cost-cutting moves are threatening the election. He tells a Senate panel his top priority is to ensure ballots are delivered.
The American public should be able to vote by mail.
And says ballots will be prioritized for delivery as in years past. DeJoyce says he was unaware of plans to remove blue collection boxes and sorting machines until after the fact, but says they will not be restored, raising fresh questions about just how he can say ballots will be delivered on time. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Libya's internationally recognized government in Tripoli has announced a ceasefire on Friday, and the leader of a rival parliament in eastern Libya also appealed for a halt to hostilities. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Libya's internationally recognized government in the capital of Tripoli announced a ceasefire on Friday. The leader of a rival parliament has also appealed for a halt to hostilities, bringing a glimmer of hope for de-escalation. The Tripoli-based government of National Accord has been locked in conflict with the eastern-based Libyan National Army, who launched a 14-month offensive on Tripoli before Turkish support for the GNA forced them to retreat in June. The central city of Sirte, where the LNA's armed forces are stationed, has since become the front line and the focal point of a proxy war. Outside interference from the likes of Turkey, Saudi Arabia, the United States and Russia has reached new levels. In recent weeks, Libyan factions and their foreign backers have been mobilizing, despite diplomatic efforts to forestall an escalation.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Iran's foreign minister, in a letter to the UN Security Council, says the United States has no right to demand the restoration of UN sanctions against Iran. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
Mohammad Javad Zarif said the U.S. lost the right to make demands in 2018 when it withdrew from the nuclear deal between Iran and major world powers. He also said America's unilateral pullout violated a U.N. resolution that required signatories to avoid any damage to the deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo officially informed the UN it is demanding the restoration of all UN sanctions on Iran, but allies and opponents declared the US action illegal and doomed to failure. I'm Zaria Shakili.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Report